This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
One, two, three,
four. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Well, this is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with David. Hi, David. Welcome to the show.
Yes, Dr. Issa. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you, my call.
Absolutely. What's up? How can I help?
I've been listening to you for the last few weeks and caught a few things tonight. The lady with the leg pains and stuff. I've got some lower back pain from working construction all my life. And back hurts a little bit. But here lately, I've got where I can't even climb a flight of steps without taking a break. My legs, hips, and stuff. It's hurting real bad. I can take a 30-second break, walk, the other half a flight of stairs, we'll say, and then I'm hurting again. And she was talking about these. My nurse practitioner told me my last blood work, I was deficient in D vitamins. She told me to take D3, I think, and I'm taking one of them a day. And I don't know if that's enough or if that's what's causing my legs, but thought you might know.
Well, and there's a lot of things that can be causing that, David. But first and foremost, nutrition plays a big role, especially with pain issues and inflammation. Vitamin D can be a big one. But have you had your blood test done with your physician recently to see what your numbers are?
Yes. It's been 2 or 3 months ago that she done the blood work, and her receptionist called me and told me, I need to start taking vitamin D. I was deficient in it.
And what did they say your numbers were? Do you know?
She didn't say. That's all she said.
Okay. And talk about the pain you've been having.
Well, I guess the best way to describe it, it's kind of like if you hadn't rode a bicycle in quite a while, and then all of a sudden you got on one and rode uphill for 3 or 4 or 5 miles without stopping, how your legs would feel by the time you got there. That's what mine felt like after I walked 20 or 30 yards. I can stop for a few seconds, and it goes away, and I can take off again, and then it starts again.
Okay. Got it. Well, have you seen, with the physicians that you've seen, have you done any type of alternative-based care at all?
Not really.
Yeah, I would look into that. An osteopathic physician, which is a DO, or a chiropractic physician, DC, both of them can do a lot of great work sounding with a lot of symptoms that you have. And nutritional-based blood work, too, would be a great option, just to figure out what your deficiencies are exactly. I know the vitamin D popped up, but you might have some other issues going on that they can figure out, and that might be a good thing to ask your doctor about. But either a chiropractic physician or an osteopathic physician will do a great job working on looking at the spine, making sure the nerves are working properly, making sure that everything is kind of where it needs to be, that there's no degeneration. These are all non-surgical methods. Now, physical therapy can do that too. So the physical therapists have really come on in this area well, and they are tackling it, and they've got a lot of great therapies too. So you might want to look along those lines and take a pick and find someone that could give you a good evaluation from that point, just because you don't want to be obviously stuck like you are, and you don't want to be in a spot where you really can't go to that next level. You just feel like you're stuck, and because medicine at this point will help manage things. I'm sure your doctors have already kind of told you that, but it may help reduce inflammation for a period of time, but it's not getting to the root cause. And that's what you want to do, is get to the root cause of things. So a couple things to lay out there for you, and I hope that helps, just because there's a lot you can do to go to the next level and see your body repair and get to a better place. So keep me posted on how that goes. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. 80% of the health challenges we face today, diet and lifestyle related. And it's interesting when you think about that, because that means that somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way into getting sick. But the good news is, if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out, get well, stay well, and live well. It's true. But you have to make the right kind of choices. So, are you eating the right kind of foods? Are you exercising 5 days a week minimum? Are you drinking plenty of water, non-chlorinated water, distilled water, even better? Half your body weight in ounces. So if you weigh 200 pounds, 100 ounces. Are you getting enough of that? Are you getting your blood work done every 6 months? And making sure you stay on top of your numbers so that they don't change, because they change every 90 to 120 days. And are you getting plenty of rest? Getting to bed at a decent hour? Are you taking a full Sabbath day? What I mean by that is, maybe you don't have your religious preferences at all, but are you just taking a day off where your body can rest and rejuvenate mentally and physically and spiritually? So are you doing that? Are you doing the basics that we need to do to really have good, optimal health? Well, the question is, do you want it? Because no one else can do it for you. You can hope for it. You can look for it. But unless you make a decision that you want to get well, nothing's going to change. Not one thing. So if you've been diagnosed with something, taking 3 or 4 medications, and you're frustrated, nothing will change until you change your mindset, until you change your choices. And that's what we want to help you do on this show. Our preferred wellness providers, by the way, are healthcare providers in your area that believe just like we do. Prevention, lifestyle, nutrition-based wellness care. And their network is growing every single day. It's exciting to see all the folks that are jumping on board to be a part of the network. So out in Denver, Waco, Texas, Lexington, Kentucky, up in Michigan, California, over in North Carolina, down in Georgia. I mean, the list goes on and on. Alabama, and it's growing constantly. So it's great to see everyone jumping on board to be able to give you the care that you need and being connected with us. So let us know, and our team members will get you the help that you need. Thomas, you're next with us on the show. How can I help?
Good evening and late night. I have a urinary tract infection, sir, and I've been taking Septra, but I'm still, having it.
Okay. So you're dealing with this, and what have the doctors said? I mean, you've just been taking the medicine and that's it?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah. A lot of times with a UTI, you don't want to really mess around with anything. That's not the time to be doing something natural, because of the danger of what can happen with a UTI. 2 billion organisms per capsule is typically a good way to go. And then you've got your fermented foods, like fermented vegetables, raw cows, milk, dairy, and the fermented versions, kefir, and also yogurt, are all very good sources of probiotics that can help put the good bacteria back where it needs to be. Because when you go into a stiff round of antibiotics, it's going to go in and wipe everything out. So by putting the good back in, that's where you want to be. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can send me an email, getwellradio.com. Check us out on the web. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio and questions about your health. Because at the end of the day, you want to make good choices. You want to make choices that are good for you and your family, so your health can thrive. You're not just barely making it. That's what this show's about. It's about making it.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. We're going to Rebecca now. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi. Hello.
Hi there. Hi, how can I help?
Hi. Well, my husband just had his physical, and they said that his cholesterol was too high. And I was wondering, we have been walking, try to do it every day. I was wondering if there was a way with his diet that I could try to help him lower that.
Well, Hello? You can. It's just that, are they going to put him on a statin drug like Lipitor or anything like that? Do they talk about that or they already have?
Short term. We're hoping it's short term anyway. They're going to start him on some Lipitor.
Yeah, some of the big keys for cholesterol. Eggs are the top cholesterol lowering foods, one of them that we have. Whole eggs, organic, of course, as much as possible. And you always want to cook the eggs. The less you cook them, the better. The more stable the egg yolk will be for what you're looking for. Those are very good. Now, red yeast rice is known to be very good too. Niacinamide or nicotinic acid, different versions of flush-free niacin. They're very good as far as cholesterol goes. Milk thistle can be helpful too for supporting the liver, because what it really gets down to supporting the liver so it can function at a better level, because the cholesterol is produced there. And so those are a couple things. Now, how's his diet overall? Is it pretty good, or would you say it's average and needs some improvement? Talk about that.
He likes multigrain cereals in the morning, cooked cereals. And he doesn't eat a lot of fruits. Vegetables, not a lot. He likes meat, potatoes, basically. So that's kind of his diet.
So he's got a decent diet, but could use some work, right?
Yeah, I think so. That's why I wanted to see if I could help.
Yeah, that's great. My book is called Empowering Your Health, and you can get a copy of that at empoweringyourhealth.com. It's got a great list of there of foods that will kind of bring health to the body, foods that will take health out of the body. You've got to be real careful with those. You always want to make sure that you're eating foods that reduce inflammation in the body. That's always a key. And those are a couple of keys for sure, especially with cholesterol, because cholesterol, they always say, has a big genetic component to it. And there's some genetics, but more than anything, it's diet-related. I mean, it's what we're doing every single day to our own bodies that's really making the big difference. So that's what I would do, is I would look at that, kind of look at the principles, look at the foods themselves. And if he really gets on a good regimen, like you're saying, then many times the medicine can be short-lived if he can come up with a new game plan. Does he exercise much?
Well, we walk 2 or 3 miles. We have a busy law firm, and it's hard to get out some days. But we try to get out and walk.
Okay, well, that's good. As long as I would make sure that you're walking at least 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Because at the end of the day, it's a comprehensive approach, from eating well to, you know, exercising well, resting well, especially with a stressful job like that that demands a lot of you, and staying steady is going to be a key. Because if not, the cholesterol will lead to blood pressure, will lead to diabetes, can lead to other things. And like you're doing right now, you're kind of wanting to get ahead of the game. You see a little warning sign, so you're wanting to jump in and say, okay, what do we need to do? What kind of avenue do we need to take to really get to a good place? And I think you're doing the right thing. But it's not hard. Cholesterol is not hard. It really isn't. You start putting the right kind of foods in, and you start looking at some different factors and things that can help lower the LDL cholesterol, keep the HDL cholesterol, the good guys, up there. And then things begin to really gel together. Just always want to make sure that he's doing and eating good, healthy fats with all of his meals. Fat's not going to make him fat, and fat's not going to make the cholesterol worse. But fats are extremely important for the overall equation. And you always want to make sure that he's eating all of these things. So you just want to make sure he's got a good comprehensive eating approach with all that you're doing. And I think that's where you're going to find the greatest amount of success. So keep me posted as you do this. I mean, keep me posted with all that you have going on, and I think it's going to be, it'll be good. And just keep me, I want to know, because cholesterol issues, this is kind of the beginning for him. And once you get that under control, his eating habits, once you get that stable and kind of get him over the hump of everything's not just meat and potatoes, and he gets a good variety, then he'll begin to notice some changes, not just in cholesterol numbers in 8 weeks or 12 weeks, but in the way he feels and in energy levels. And that's going to make a huge impact for him overall. All right. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. Coming up this weekend in Asheville, North Carolina, I'm going to be downtown for the YMCA putting on Healthy Kids Day. Really excited about it because from 11 to 5 on Saturday, I'll be speaking in the middle of the day, I think around noon. So I'd love to have you come out. Love to meet you. We're going to have a booth there. And, of course, I have books there. I'll be signing and just meeting and spending time with people. But it's going to be a lot of fun. The kids, of course, will be a focus. And we'll be able to teach a little bit on what health really is and what we need to do as parents and as leaders in the community to help our kids, to be examples for our kids, to go to the next level. Because they are the next generation. And what we teach our kids right now is are going to be the habits that they develop later on in life, which are critical for their overall health. And so it's exciting. I'm excited to be there in Asheville this weekend to be part of such a great event, especially with the YMCA and another partner, which is our affiliate radio station there. Feels like home to me always when I'm in Asheville with our friends at AM 570 WWNC. And it's just incredible. It's going to be a great weekend. So the YMCA putting on a spectacular event for our kids, Healthy Kids Day, and we want to invite you to come out. It's going to be in Asheville, North Carolina, Saturday, 11 to 5. Of course, healthy foods galore will be there, and games and all kinds of music and fun, and it's just going to be a great time. So come on out. We'll see you hang out in Asheville, North Carolina. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Remember that if the body can get sick, many times it can get well. You just have to change your choices. That's what it comes down to. Send me an email, getwellradio.com. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. We'll be right back. Hi, this is America's Health Coach for Cherry Bundy. Do you have trouble sleeping or have aches and pains and looking for a better movement and quality of life each day? Well, now you can. Discover the powerful benefits of tart cherries with Cherry Bundy. Cherry Bundy has developed what I believe to be the best tart cherry juice on the market today. Cherry Bundy selects only the highest quality tart cherries to create a powerful tart cherry juice to help fight inflammation, improve sleep, accelerate athletic recovery, boost memory, and improve your stamina. Over 150 professional sports teams train using Cherry Bundy. That means something. Cherry Bundy is so convinced that you can live better with tart cherry juice that they have developed the 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge. See a difference in your health and your life in 7 days or your money back. Start your 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge risk-free at cherrybundy.com. That's CHERIBUNDI.com. That's cherrybundy.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is your show, the show where your health is your greatest. Whether you're taking the patch or the gum or you're doing the electronic cigarette or whatever. But some people really do have a tougher time than others. Well, they're saying that now a new study which appears in the Proceedings of National Academy of Sciences also helps foster the development of more effective quitting strategies for certain smokers. Researchers use PET scans to capture images of the number of mu opioid receptors in the brains of smokers. And smokers with greater numbers of these receptors seem to derive more pleasure from the nicotine. As a result, they may have a harder time quitting. The brain's opioid system plays a role in smoking rewards and quitting smoking, and some of the variability in our ability to quit among smokers is attributable to some genetic factors, they say. So now they say the ability to quit smoking is influenced by a number of psychological, social, and environmental factors, but also genetic factors, she says. This is Karen Lehman, who is a PhD and the director of Tobacco Use Research Center at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. For some people, genetic variations may make it more difficult to quit than for someone else who smokes the same amount for the same amount of cigarettes for the same amount of time. The study findings are more applicable to quitting smoking than becoming addicted in the first place. So, although we have a variety of different factors, they're saying now genetics is a component as well, and it comes down to the receptors in the brain. That's why there's a lot of natural ways to do that, but again, it's going to be harder for some than others. I still believe, with what I have seen personally in my career, just that people wanted to quit. There was something that scared them, or a life event, or they had a child die, or a husband die, or a wife die. There was some massive amount of pain or massive amount of fear that got them to the point where they just said, enough. I'm not going to smoke anymore. I'm not doing this anymore. And it was over. I've seen more people that have quit cold turkey, and it'll blow you away. I mean, somebody smokes for 20 years, and they just quit. They just say, I'm done. It's over. It's interesting how that whole thing works. But that has always been something that's amazed me. I always tell the story of my grandmother who, you know, she died at 94 but quit smoking after like 60 years or something crazy. Maybe it was 70 years at age. I mean, did they even have cigarettes back then? You just think, gosh, that's forever ago. And she quit at like 92. Just said, I'm done. Went to the hospital and I'll never forget. I was like, Granny, how'd you quit smoking? Just this cold turkey. She said it was easy, and it's 2 packs a day for that long. I mean, 2 packs a day. And she said that she was really sick and went to the hospital and said, told the Lord, she said, if I don't have tuberculosis, which, of course, was probably in her day was the big fear, if I don't have tuberculosis, then I'll quit. I'll quit smoking. That's it. Well, she went in. Of course, she had like a lower left lobe pneumonia. And so she came out of the hospital, and she never smoked another cigarette. She said, that's it. Done. And I just look at her, and I'm just like, that's amazing. And she's like, yeah, it was easy. And I'm amazed. And I've seen other stories like that, too. So it really does come down to the want to, no matter what. And a lot of times fear and circumstances can cause that as well, but the smoking, it is a big deal, and it will catch up with you long term. And the studies that we're seeing more and more of what it can do to the different organ systems and what it does to the brain. But not only that, what the secondhand smoke does to everyone around. Got to think about that as well. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Josh, you're next with us on the show. How can I help?
Hi there. It's interesting. It's not what I called about, but my grandfather also quit. He's still alive. Cold turkey in 1981 after a real scare from his doctor, and I was about 3 years old, and the doctor told him, you know, if you keep smoking 3 packs a day, then you're going to be dead before this decade's out. And so he's still going, and he quit that day.
Isn't that amazing? See?
Yeah.
There you go.
And
that's a great story.
Well, you know, the other thing is he had spent some time in Norway before that. And when he came back is when he started smoking so heavily. And he could have sworn that I can't put this past the cigarette companies, but he could have sworn that the addictive properties of the cigarettes were in America were so much more when he got back. That he came back and he smoked about a pack a day before he left. And when he came back, he said he just could not get enough cigarettes. And so I don't know, you know. You know, I've not researched it, but would not surprise me if they put something different in there over that time period.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Well,
so what
I'm calling about was my daughter, my stepdaughter, who is in the hospital right now. She has Salmonella D, which I don't know what the D is. I've looked on WebMD, I've looked on Wikipedia. I can't really find anything that really tells me what that is. The odd thing was is that one of the nurses said that this is a type of salmonella that spreads person to person, which does not sound right. And then secondly, you know, their course of action with her has been to put her on an IV and just kind of wait. I just feel like that's really strange. I had salmonella way back when I was in college about 10 years ago. And I really don't know how I got it either, but I do know that the doctor gave me antibiotics to get over. Give me like a megadose. I don't know if that's what I'm worried about is that she's not receiving the standard of care that she should be getting. And I just was hoping to ask that question and get a little bit more information about Salmonella D and see what we could do with this. Is she got it when she was at her dad's over spring break. When she came home that day, it may have been during the car ride home, because we did about 10-hour car ride to bring her back, and maybe it was during the car ride home, because she was already feeling ill, and she said that she'd had the diarrhea actually a couple of days before, but not
right.
Consistently, like not, she'd had like an upset stomach for the last 2 days before she came home. So, it's hard to track this far gone. It's been over a week now, what exactly it was that gave it to her. So, any advice you could give would be, I'd be interested in it.
Well, that's okay. I understand your concern. Just know that the salmonella is in all the different organisms, okay? They're broken down into what are called serogroups and serotypes. And this is way too technical, really, to get on as far as the radio goes. I'll try to keep it as simple as possible. Serogroups are, there's like 50 different serogroups, and there's over to like 2,000 serotypes of the salmonella. When they do the testing, the testing now is so specific, they can get down and literally see if it's group A, B, C1, C2, D, E, V1. I mean, there's all these different what are called serogroups. And it just lets them know which way to attack it, because there's different drugs that will attack different forms of the bacteria. So certain antibiotics will be helpful for serogroup A, but might not be good for serogroup D. So there's been that much research go on with the CDC and of course the different drug companies and all that to figure out which serogroup is affected by which antibiotic. Okay, so that just kind of breaks it down. It's called typing, is what they do, and they of course it is what it says. They're finding out what type of salmonella it is, and based on what the serogroup says it is, that kind of defines treatment for it. So that's just a couple things if they have identified that it's serogroup D, then whatever antibiotics they have her on, guaranteed that it's for that serogroup, and that's why they typed it, because they wanted to be able to attack it in the right manner. As far as something natural, I wouldn't touch any of this with anything natural. Ionic silver and all that sort of thing, high levels of vitamin C can build the immune system. High levels of vitamin D can do the same. And those are things that should be just part of everybody's normal regimen. But when it comes to the salmonella, you want to do the full course of treatment, whatever your doctors have laid out. I think that's smart and it's wise. And then rebuild the gut flora as you go, even on the back end of it if you have to, whatever has to happen. But that's the kind of the critical point, is making sure they get everything built up the way it needs to. All right. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now. A quote for the day, St. Francis de Sales says this: have patience with all things, but chiefly have patience with yourself. Do not lose courage in considering your own imperfections, but instantly set about remedying them. Every day, begin a task brand new. It's a great quote. Think about it. Every day is a brand new day. Don't lose patience with yourself. Don't get frustrated because maybe you screwed up. It doesn't matter. Today is a brand new day. Focus on today. That's your real gift. And know that based on what you do today, the choices that you make, brand new choices, can determine the kind of life you're going to have. But the question is, are you making good choices? Are you still making the same old choices you've been making and expecting different results? That's the definition of insanity. Total insanity. So you got to change. Change the way you think. Change the way you live. New ways of doing things. That's what the show's about, too. Empowering you to find those new options. We'll be right back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJImedia.com. That's PIJImedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Open 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth, and our preferred wellness providers are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. Nutrition, lifestyle-based care that can take you from where you are to where you need to be. And we've got a great team that can help facilitate that, and it's growing across the country every single day. Exciting stuff, especially when it comes to more natural-based care. Get the help that you need. Let's go to Tim. Tim, welcome to the show.
Hey, yeah. I want to ask you about glaucoma and sure. possibility of cataracts.
Okay.
What you recommend that would be good for.
You mean just overall or what to help support or from more of a natural perspective? Are you taking any medicine right now?
Well, I'm taking some eye drops.
You are taking the drops. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of things you can do. I always like to look at eye health from the inside out, not just the outside in. And most ophthalmologists will tell you that it really is important. Eye health, whatever you kind of do within the body, digestive tract and that sort of thing, is going to produce a tremendous outcome with your eyes. So lowering inflammation in the gut by the foods you're eating every single day. So low inflammatory foods is always really important to support the eyes. And also, xanthan is a big piece, and lutein. They're two components broken off of vitamin A that have been shown to be very helpful for overall eye health. Matter of fact, cod liver oil and all the fish oils are really good too, and there's a lot of good research on it. So, I mean, at the end of the day, with cataracts and glaucoma and all, you have to give the body really what it needs, high levels of antioxidants. You want to support the body in every way and, you know, cut down inflammation. Look at the different nutrients like lutein and xanthan and even the astaxanthin, which has become so popular, which is a part of the beta-carotene family. And, I mean, it is one of the most potent antioxidants that we have. And people are getting really good results with it. So a couple things for you to look into. I would definitely jump on board with that. But it's not one of those things where stop using the eye drops and you just do this. Everything works in conjunction with each other, especially for glaucoma. So right now it's more about prevention. It's more about what you're doing on a regular basis to make sure that your body and your eyes especially has everything that they need. And it's a journey. It's not something that can happen overnight, and there's no miracle to it. It's just about putting the right stuff in and seeing how your body responds. But keep me posted. And if you don't have a good, well, you probably do have a good ophthalmologist, but see if you can find someone to give you a second opinion that has more of a natural approach. A lot of folks out there doing that now. And I think you'll get some good answers. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. Let's go to Shane. Hi, Shane.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm living well. What's up?
I've got a 7-year-old special needs boy that okay. has severe problems with constipation, and to the degree of, I would say, we have to give him an enema about every 10 days or so.
Wow.
And we've tried everything, and we're kind of at the end of our rope trying to figure out what to do to help him.
Yeah, I understand. No, that can be a challenge. How's his diet overall?
It's actually very good. He eats vegetables very well. We've tried everything. We've done the bran cereal, dates and prunes, flaxseed, even Miralax. I mean, done stool softener, but he actually, he eats whatever you put in front of him as far as that goes, and he'll eat carrots and peas and broccoli and all that stuff. He actually loves vegetables.
But for some reason, he's still constipated, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how, but he is.
Does he exercise?
Well, he runs pretty much wherever he goes. Like I said, he's kind of special needs. And,
yeah, I understand. I get it.
He does exercise, but we have to restrict it a little bit because he'll just take off, you know?
I get it. Well,
but he loves to walk. He loves to run.
He drinks plenty of water.
Yeah, I tell you what, ever since he was young, he wouldn't drink a lot of water, and so we give about a fourth of a cup of apple juice with no sugar added, and the rest of it's water. The doctors had actually said, well, just give him water and he'll drink, and we did that and ended up in the hospital because he was dehydrated. And because he wouldn't drink. So
unless you put a little bit of sugar in there from the fruit, he won't drink it.
Right.
And sometimes.
He loves milk, but he won't. We've actually pretty much cut the milk out as well, just because we felt like that was a source.
Yeah. No, even the apple juice, though, is known to be helpful in moving the bowels. So I'm not real overly concerned about that, if that's what he has to have. There is a really good product that helps with constipation. Matter of fact, I've never really seen it not work. It just helps cleanse the digestive tract. A byproduct of it is people that get constipated, it can be helpful. But it does work very well. It's called Cleanse Balance, and it's at lifestylesearch.org. And it's a really good product. But I'll tell you some foods that can help too, okay? Foods that are very helpful for just kind of like overall constipation, that sort of thing. Digestive-related issues are beets, red beets. And they've been known for that for a long period of time. So you get a real beet. Really don't do the canned ones. You want to get the real beet itself, steam it, and then slice it up, put it maybe over a salad or with his vegetables at night. The red dye in the beets stimulates motility within the small intestine, the colon, and within the digestive tract, and helps stimulate the bowel movements the next morning. So people that get heavily constipated do really well in these red beets. So something to think about. That's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our community.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Health Coach for Cherry Bundy. Do you have trouble sleeping or have aches and pains and looking for a better movement and quality of life each day? Well, now you can. Discover the powerful benefits of tart cherries with Cherry Bundy. Cherry Bundy has developed what I believe to be the best tart cherry juice on the market today. Cherry Bundy selects only the highest quality tart cherries to create a powerful tart cherry juice to help fight inflammation, improve sleep, accelerate athletic recovery, boost memory, and improve your stamina. Over 150 professional sports teams train using Cherry Bundy. That means something. Cherry Bundy is so convinced that you can live better with tart cherry juice that they have developed the 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge. See a difference in your health and your life in 7 days or your money back. Start your 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge risk-free at cherrybundy.com. That's CHERIBUNDI.com. That's cherrybundy.com.